self-imposed limitations, discover their real selves, and accomplish outstanding things. You can too. Let me tell you about a man who discovered his real self and then began a success adventure that to him seemed impossible. His real name is Ralph Yerby. He was probably the most shy and backward person I'd ever met. When I introduced myself to him, he didn't have the confidence to look me in the eye, and his handshake was weak. He had gone to school for 3 or 4 years and then dropped out. He was a foreman for a steel building construction company. I talked with his boss and learned that his jobs were perfect. He said it would take 3 ordinary men to replace Ralph. It was obvious he wasn't low in intelligence. At every opportunity, I pointed out his assets to him. All these things caused him to forget himself, to forget his past failures. He began to see himself in a new light. When he did, his life began to change. He quit his job and moved to another city to manage a friend's farms. He did so well financially that in about 2 years, he bought some expensive farmland of his own. Practicing immediately. 1, become interested in others. 2, accept yourself. 3, set clear goals. 4, get up every time you fall down. And 5, relive past successes. You can be cured of melancholy in 14 days if you will follow this prescription. Try to think every day how you can please someone. Dr. Maxwell Maltz, world-famous plastic surgeon and author of Psycho-Cybernetics, told me, "You, as a personality, are not in competition with any other person, simply because there is not another person in the world like you." The third important suggestion that will help you develop more self-confidence is to set clear goals. Goals always give us more confidence. When we know where we're going, we'll experience less frustration and anxiety. In fact, goals are the single most important ingredient of confident, successful living. A little boy was asked how he learned to skate. "Oh, by getting up every time I fall down." Opportunity is where you are. Weak men wait for opportunities.